The Forest Service has issued an updated vulnerability assessment for 16 million acres of forest land in northern Wisconsin and the western UP. The service says average annual temperatures and precipitation are up in the region over the last 110 years. Climate models say the thermometer will continue to rise, while snow or rain will increase in the winter and spring, but evaporation may increase in the summer or fall, causing tree stress. Chris Swanston is a research ecologist at the service's climate science office in Houghton. He says iconic species like black spruce, jack pine, and paper birch may not reproduce as well.
This opens the forest up to potentially the second biggest effect that we'll see, obviously, which is incoming invasives. It's maybe a little more stressed and isn't competing as well, so then the invasives can come in and get a better foothold.
Swanston says logging may be harmed and the North Woods may not be as attractive to tourists.
As these forests change, perhaps aesthetically some aren't as great places to be in. As snow changes in some of the great races like Birkebeiner, that may be more challenging to put on.
Swanston says he realizes the last two winters in the north have been snowy and cold, but he says the vulnerability assessment is a solid document based on past measurements and a range of future scenarios. The Forest Service is not offering recommendations on how to adapt to climate change, but says some private landowners are starting to take steps to diversify their tree species. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.